Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Okay.
So good morning and welcome in. It's the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, and it is 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And today we have a very important subject, and it is called light makers. And as a light worker and a light maker myself, and dealing with and helping support the light worker community to empower them to hear their voice, to feel their gift, and to know their gift, through my Sharpening Your Spirit training and coaching, this is my favorite subject. So we have a 15-minute show, and as I started the show, I really got this clear message that this show needed to be longer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it a two-part series. So this is Light Makers number one. So let me read this to you because I think this is just so beautiful. It's by Marianne Williamson, and it says, as we become pure channels of God's light, we develop an appetite for the sweetness that is possible in this world. A miracle worker is not geared toward fighting the world that is, but toward creating the world that could be. And isn't that what a light worker is? Creating the world that could be. Creating a world that is not full of fear, but full of love. Creating a world that is full of possibility and not scarcity. Creating a world that heals others and helps others and sees the beauty in every other human being they walk by. That's what a light worker creates. It creates a flow of love and a glow of light everywhere they go. And through that flow and through that glow creates a whole new world. And there's so many of us being called at this time to be a light maker. And sometimes we get confused within this light worker calling. So let's talk a little bit about a light worker and a little bit about the confusion today. And because what we want to do is we really want to be able to clearly see through this and see the other side. And sometimes when we are, you know, in this energy, oh gosh, let's just say it like it is, no spiritual BS here. We're going to say the real deal. We're stuck. We're confused. We don't know. We're like, oh my gosh, today I kind of feel this way. Yesterday I felt that way. I think I'm supposed to go forward with this. I'm not exactly sure. I feel called, but then it's, why is it so hard? I mean, do you ever say this to yourself? My goodness gracious, if this is what I'm supposed to do, shouldn't it be a little bit easier? I have to laugh about that because, you know, starting this new business that I started about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, trust me, trials and tribulations. And, you know, it's easy for me to laugh about it and giggle about it now because I can look back and see what was the purpose of those now and why there was possibility within those struggles and those trials and those tribulations. But, you know, sometimes doing the work of a light worker, sometimes putting your heart out there, sometimes giving your gift, isn't always as easy as you think it's going to be. So That's what we're going to talk about today. So first off, let's talk about light workers in general, because I think it's important to kind of know a few things about light workers so you kind of know where you fit in. So one place, one thing about light workers are is that, you know, you really volunteered for this job, we're going to call it, before you came here. You know, a lot of us are like waking up. A lot of us are kind of moving into the light. A lot of us are going, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be. But we don't 100% acknowledge the fact that we always have been a light worker. Now, some of us may have known from the very beginning that you may, you know, and there's different ways that you knew, and we'll talk about what those are, and there's different ways that maybe you felt different or you knew or you maybe saw things or you felt things or you were connected to spirit in a more unique way. But a lot of us didn't realize that, hey, guess what? Not only did I sign up for this, it's not only my purpose, but it's my destiny to change the world and heal the world. Good to sit back and kind of resonate in that. Because a lot of times I think that there's this thing that's going on right now in the light worker community where people feel like they're just waking up. They feel like their vibration is just now moving towards the light. And there needs to be a different acceptance, I believe, so we can walk into it more fully. And that is to accept that you volunteered for this position. So anything that you go through, everything that you go through is for the greater good of the earth and the greater good of for you and the greater good of God's light within you. So you volunteered because you volunteered to help the planet, to raise the vibration and to get away from this fear-based mentality that we've had for thousands of years on this planet, and to shift this earth to this new light and love kingdom, as I'm going to call it, to bring heaven to earth. And here's where, you know, this sometimes is a little bit unique for each individual, you know, each individual person, and that is we come here. And, you know, this earth is very confusing. You know, there's you're supposed to make money. You're supposed to, you know, have things. There's so much physical, our physical self, everything that's physical and can be touched and can be seen, that can be felt in the physical world, that creates this amnesia, this clear amnesia. And this is where we're really not sure what to do. And this is where we often feel like, how can I move forward and be a light worker? Because you're not saying to yourself, I'm in this amnesia, but you feel the amnesia. And that creates doubt. And that creates struggle. And that creates, I'm not sure of myself. And when you get into that amnesia and you get into the doubt and you get into the struggle and you get into the I'm not sure of myself, you don't do what you're here to do. You don't follow the light worker path because you're in the middle of this amnesia and in the middle of worrying about, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? And you get in that human existence, which, as we all know, is a lower energy, right? So first off, we have to implant things in our day and in our rituals of life to make sure that we're keeping ourselves above the fray. So that's above the fray of fear, above the fray of this physical being. So how do we do that? So here's a few things that happen when you're feeling like you're getting kind of pulled back down to that physical being. One thing is that you know that you feel different than others. you look around and you're feeling like, I'm different. You feel this separation. You look at yourself as a different type of a being. And you know, to a certain extent, let's be real, you probably do look at things differently than some others that you may know. You know, maybe it's family or friends or whatever the case may be. You know, people don't look at the world through the same eyes that you do. And so we can acknowledge that there is that feeling that happens. But when we acknowledge it to the point of allowing us to separate from others, when we acknowledge that we are different to the point where we allow ourselves to hide, and here's the scoop. Most light workers love to be alone. I have to be honest. I would rather be alone than anything else in the whole wide world. I enjoy my own self. I enjoy the creativity of the being that I am, and I know that with the light workers that I work with, a lot of them share this same thing. And we also like to be alone because to protect ourselves from that feeling of separation that we feel when we're around others that may not feel like we do. So, how do we move forward in this light worker energy and at the same time respect ourselves and our time? And this is called balance. You have to balance the time that you're giving, balance the time that you want to help, balance the time that you're out giving the energy and giving the love, and also make sure that you're doing those rituals, those things that support you and give you love. The one thing that holds you back from pounding the light in a loving way on this earth and showing it in a huge way is your lack of acceptance of this power. So, you may like to be alone. You may wonder, what's my next step? You may not be sure about the way that you feel, but you have to create some balance where you're giving, you're receiving, and you're taking care of yourself so you can give more. So let's talk about some ways that we can do that in this last couple of minutes. So first off, if you're here today, you're here today because you are a light maker, are one of the ones being called. You would not listen to this show if you were not being called to the light. So let's just acknowledge that. There's no more guessing. There's no more maybe. It's happening or it's happened. We know it's happened. You were called at birth. So create a space where you can start really taking care of yourself in a loving way. But don't create a space that the wall is so thick that you aren't able to give to others. You're here to give light. That's the way that it works. You're here to give light and love to others. So what can you do in your daily life to create some energy and create some space where you're able to do that, still be able to support yourself and love yourself? I want you to think about what that is. What makes you feel good? What makes you happy? What brings you joy? Is it meditation? Is it walking in nature? Is it some type of other ritual that really opens your heart and brings you closer to spirit, closer to God, and closer to your own light? Because that's what you're trying to get to. We get very confused because we're in this human experience that the light, that the love, that the God, that the divine is something we're trying to get to. When really what we're trying to do is just open up our own channel to that light. So how do you open your channel? Do you know that? You should know what it is that you can do that opens up that channel. So here's the thing. In our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive, we have run out of time. And this is such an important, important subject that what I will be doing is I will be doing another show. So look for Lightmakers 2. And in that particular one, we're going to talk about how do we really get rid of the amnesia and how do we really step into that power? Because the light is power. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's a power that is so beautiful and so genuine and so clear that you were called to this earth to give it away. You raised your hand and said, yes, I want to be one of the light workers that come at this time, at this moment, to help for this big change. So be looking for Lightworkers 2. If there's anything that you need help and support on a one-on-one basis, or if you'd like to take one of my classes, I have some free classes on my website. It's www.sharpeningyourspirit.com. And as well, some beautiful things to help you support you in your new Lightworker business. Have a beautiful day. I'm sending you off with love and light. This is Cindy Sharp, your host, and it's love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Take care.